In studio with me are Robert Bradley, who is directing, and Bryant Turnage, who is starring in Springfield Contemporary Theater's classical production, Shakespeare's The Tempest. It opens tonight in center stage at Will Hoyt Plaza and runs through March the 1st. Lost was very popular, but this was the original Lost.
Right, yes. That was when we were talking about this last spring. I said, okay, here's the ploy. And that is, yes, this is the original Lost Island play.
And this is a play that has a lot of drama and tension, but a huge amount of humor. That's what has always attracted me to it.
Yeah. Yes, there are two hugely comic. In fact, they're there for the comic purposes.
Absolutely.
And that is a drunken butler and the jester. And so they run through the play, and eventually they get their comeuppance, however.
as most of the people in Shakespeare plays who deserve comeuppance do get,
yes,
at one point or another. Now, Bryant Turnage is playing Prospero, who is the lead character in the work. He is what would you call him, a sorcerer, a magician?
A magician. I'd say those are both fair assessments. A studied gentleman.
But he has fallen on hard times.
Yes, thanks to his conniving brother. Being stranded and wrecked on an island will do that to a person.
But he's not there alone.
Oh, by no means.
For one thing, he has his daughter with him.
Yeah, he has his daughter, who was 3 years old when they were put out to sea and landed on the island. And then the major inhabitant of the island is Caliban, who lives on the island, and then a spirit, not human, a spirit, Ariel.
Yes.
And so and then there are some other spirits who sort of wander through. They don't say anything, but they're there. They're Ariel's followers.
Her minions, maybe you might say. Yeah. And they've been there for a dozen years, and Prospero's had that time to work on his magic.
He has perfected it, studied, over time become a good father as well. There's a genuine love between he and Miranda.
It's also given him time to, the 12 years, to ruminate on how he might get his revenge on his enemies.
Now, it might seem virtually impossible since they're marooned on an island, but fate intervenes.
By all means, the fate intervenes, and one day Prospero discovers there's a ship out there. And guess who's on that ship? His enemies. So he causes a storm, and they all
and
end
shipwreck,
up there.
Yes, right.
Yeah, now we're on Gilligan's Island.
Yes, I don't want to go into the characters of Gilligan's Island. We can forget about them. But is this a difficult show to try to stage in a small space like center stage?
To stage, yes. Let's start with the advantage. The advantage is in that particular space, the audience is going to be, as our phrase goes, up close and personal, and they are probably going to be more involved in the action of the play than they ever thought possible.
They're in your laps and you're in theirs, basically.
Yeah, and it also sort of surrounds them. That is the action, quite literally, the action surrounds them. So that's the, as far as I'm concerned, the great advantage to being there. The smallness of the stage itself becomes a little logistics problem, and that is at the end of the play, when there are 19 characters on stage, plus the two musicians, live musicians,
yes,
who have been there the entire time, it takes a little bit of ingenuity to figure out where is everybody going now at this point.
Well, as one of the actors, how has the staging and the traffic cop situation been for you?
It's been quite fun. Because it is, I've always considered The Tempest a romance. It's not a comedy. It's not quite a tragedy to me. Having the audience there, they get to share in the magic. I mean, it really is. It's all about, look at this. Look at all these wonderful things. And it's nice to have them so close. It hasn't been too bad.
Well, you mentioned the two musicians. You do have original music by Todd Osborne, and then you have two live musicians on stage the whole time.
Right. Todd is there as musician. He plays the guitar and also is the composer of the music. And then we also have Jeff Gouge, and Jeff is a percussionist.
Yes.
And he has furnished a soundscape throughout the play, and that's not contrary to Shakespeare in this case, because very specifically, the character Caliban says at one point, "Be not afeard, the island is full of sounds and music." And so, using that as the clue, they're the musicians furnishing us the sounds and the music.
Have you done much Shakespeare?
I have. I've done quite a bit. What I did first here, I did Claudius. I directed Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
It is – I love it. It's a lot of fun. I was thrilled to be able to –
Ever done Prospero before?
I have not. And it was one of those characters I wanted to play, and having the opportunity to was a dream. It's been a joy to work with everybody on this show. It has been really fun.
Who else is in the cast? I mean, you have 19 people, but let's kind of hit the highlights. Miranda, for instance.
Yeah, or Jonna Volz plays Ariel. Daryl, I just lost it, Clark, plays Caliban.
Right.
And then, of course, Prospero. And then his daughter, Miranda, is...
Laura...
Yeah, well, I'll come up with it in a minute. Laura Hankinson. But anyway,
you get used to calling each other by the stage names and character names.
Well, this was one of the things when I was in graduate school. I had a director, in fact, who taught the directing classes, and he said, "You always call on stage the people by their character names."
Yes.
So it was ingrained in me 50 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since.
All right. Now, there will be 3 weekends of The Tempest at Center Stage at Wilhoit Plaza in downtown Springfield. Opening tonight, the performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2, and you can obtain tickets at 831-8001 or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Now, you might think, well, with 3 performances and 3 weekends each, then there'll be plenty of opportunities. But it's a small space, and it can sell out pretty quickly and pretty easily. So,
Let me also get in that on this particular Sunday, we are having our Sunday Songbook series.
Yes.
It is Jeff Carney.
Right. He will be working with Jeff Gouge again. He'll be playing drums and Harry Beckett on piano.
Right.
This will be also at the Center Stage.
Right. And they are doing, since it's Valentine's weekend, they are doing love songs, opera, musicals, whatever the particular source might to be.
That is Sunday evening at 7 at SCT Center Stage. And again, for tickets, you can call 831-8001 or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org.
And since this is Valentine's weekend, and since we normally have receptions on Thursday and Friday, but we also are extending it to Sunday, and this reception is champagne and chocolate. What more could you want
Valentine's
weekend?
Are you doing that each weekend, each night this weekend?
The 2 nights and Sunday.
Yeah, for each performance this weekend.
Champagne and chocolate, all 3 performances.
There you go. Another reason to attend The Tempest, especially to come opening weekend, which is tonight through Sunday, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. And again, that evening, Sunday evening at 7, Jeff Carney will perform songs from the opera stage, musical theater stage, as well as other favorite songs for the Valentine's weekend for the Sunday Songbook series at 7 p.m. All this taking place at SCT Center Stage on the first floor in Wilhoit Plaza in downtown Springfield, 831-8001 or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org.
It'll be a wonderful weekend, so come join us.
And again, if you can't do it this weekend, there are 2 more weekends of The Tempest all the way through Sunday, March the 1st. So, Bob Bradley and Bryant Turnage, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, we'll see you later.
Right.